Joining us now from member station WAMU in Washington is New York Times economics columnist David Leonhardt. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thanks for having me.
So we just heard Dave Kansas say that what we're seeing is a return to thrift and prudence. But the government seems to be doing what it can to get us to spend and spend and spend. So which is it? What should we do?
It's sort of hard to figure out, isn't it?
Yeah.
John Maynard Keynes talked about this. He talked about the paradox of thrift, which is the idea that during hard times, it makes sense for an individual to save. But if everyone then does it, it really hurts the economy and comes back to hurt those same individuals because they may lose their jobs. And there are actually a couple ways that you can help yourself and the wider economy. They're just not entirely obvious.
Well, explain them, because you say people can spend but spend to save.
That's right. Economists like to say sometimes that we aren't as nice to our future selves as we are to our present self. And you can see all kinds of examples of that. You can think of diet. You can think of exercise. You can also think of not saving for retirement. There are all kinds of little ways in which we don't plan well for the future. And what that means is that there are, in fact, all sorts of ways we could spend some more money now in order to save money in the long term. My favorite example is energy efficiency in people's homes. And yes, that has an environmental benefit, and that's great. But even aside from that, most people can probably go out and spend something like $200, $500, $800, maybe even $1,000 in their home to make it more energy efficient and make that money back within a year or two. That's a great example of something that you can do that helps both you and the economy because it stimulates the economy in the short term when it needs it. But it also puts your own finances in better shape in the long term. And given what's happened to all of our 401k accounts, that's not such a bad thing.
So in other words, you're advocating not consuming, essentially, but what you're spending is more like an investment.
That's exactly right. You want to find investments you can make that will allow you to go out and spend money now and save money later. So another example, depending on what your family is like, might be a Costco membership. Costco seems to save particularly good amounts of money for people with young children. As I can attest, diapers are a very good deal there. And so there are various ways in which you go out and spend a little bit more now. Maybe you buy a little bit more expensive laser printer that actually uses a lot less ink. Ink is, in fact, the main cost of home printing, not the hardware. And so there are all kinds of different ways that you can spend more now and stimulate the economy, but not waste it. As you say, invest it.
These principles of spending wisely, what about things like the stimulus package? Do they apply? I mean, are there smart ways to use that money?
There are, and I'm a little disappointed that it doesn't do more of them. I think people in Congress got confused on this point. They thought that anything that had a long-term benefit, by definition, could not have a short-term benefit. And while it's true that it's difficult to find things that have both, they ended up stripping out some of the things in the bill or reducing some of them that would have both a short-term and a long-term benefit. My favorite example of something that has both is electronic medical records. So we install electronic medical records now. We employ people over the next 2 years. But over the long term, we get much more information about our healthcare system, which is fabulously inefficient, and it helps us make that system more efficient. I think people shouldn't feel too guilty about saving. This isn't a normal recession. This is a financial crisis. It's a credit crunch. And when you save money and you get your own finances in better shape and you're moving capital to banks, you are almost certainly putting the economy on a better footing to get through this. Now, we don't want to see massive increases in savings immediately, but gradual increases in savings are probably actually good for the economy.
So if we do spend, and even if we spend wisely in some of the examples that you've given, isn't there a danger that we could fall into the trap that got us into this mess in the first place?
There is. I think the real problem that we've had, both the government and individuals over the last couple decades, is that we've been spending money in the wrong ways. We've spent enormous amounts of money to buy houses, and we haven't spent enough money on education. Our government has spent enormous money paying for health treatments in Medicare. It hasn't spent very much money trying to figure out which ones of those health treatments actually work. And so I think this idea of spending now to save later is part of a bigger idea that we need to move our economy more toward an investment economy and away from a consumption economy. That doesn't mean we have to have a lower standard of living. If anything, it means in the long run we can have a higher standard of living. But it does mean we need to make some tougher choices than we've been making.
David Leonhardt is the economics columnist for the New York Times. He joined us from member station WAMU in Washington, D.C. Thanks, David.
Thank you.